Also, it made it simple in a way. It explained how you could, take the steps and be able to generate a business off the back of it. And I just thought that it was truly groundbreaking. Now, you mentioned GrooveFunnels. That's your latest product, isn't it, Mike?
Yes. So, just to tie in Butterfly Marketing to that, I'm now writing a book called Butterfly Marketing. And we're doing the biggest case study on butterfly marketing the world has ever seen. We have GrooveFunnels, which is it's a brand. It's not an app. It's a brand. It's an entire platform filled with apps, actual apps, called GroovePages, which is the world's best landing page and marketing funnel builder. Beats anything out there, hands down. We have GrooveSell and GrooveAffiliate, which is essentially how you sell your digital products. You get that. You list your products, your price points, and you get your affiliates. We have GrooveMail, which does your email marketing like Infusionsoft or ActiveCampaign or MailChimp, but with tagging and behavioral based, blah, blah, blah. Nothing revolutionary, but it's all tied in. And we do it very easy and better than anybody. I sound like Trump there. We're the best, better than anybody. Everybody's saying it. So we also have GrooveMember and GrooveVideo, and it's going to have a GrooveBlog, GrooveDesk, Groove. Survey, Groove Quiz, and we've been building a little page builder for Shopify. So it's got everything to help you leave every other platform there is out there, including WordPress, have everything all rolled into one. We don't know the price yet, but we're going to try to get all that in without having to tier it at $99 a month. We'll see. But definitely the first five, the core products, Groove Pages, Groove Mail, GrooveSell and GrooveAffiliate and GrooveVideo and GrooveMember, those six are going to be $99 per month. And what we're doing is we've given GrooveSell away for free. People can go to groovesell.com and they'll never have to give us a credit card, and they get the full suite of GrooveSell and GrooveAffiliate. It's kind of like something you would have like at PayKickstart or SamKart, where you pay $99 or $149 a month, but with us it's free. And why we're doing that is it's the butterfly model. So if you say, what's the catch? The catch is I've got an upsell into the entire suite. But if you just want something to sell your products and you're happy using ClickFunnels and ActiveCampaign, you go use that, and many people will. So GrooveSell is free, and then when they come in, there'll be an offer to upgrade if they want the entire suite. But what we've done is we've followed that same path. Mm-hmm. We give something away for free. We offer you an upgrade if you want more. We give you all the tools and the banners and the reviews and the blog reviews and the thank you page ads and the email swipe and all of that stuff. One click post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, etc. And we incentivize you to refer people, because you get locked into anybody you refer, not only by a cookie, but we lock that person with a parent-child relationship in our database. So even if they upgrade a year later on a different computer, you still get upgraded. But we also do one thing better. We do a two-tier program. So you also get paid on anybody that they bring in. This is classic butterfly marketing. It's a two-tier system baked in. Parent-child, grandchild relationship locked in for life. So there's, quote-unquote, an opportunity to get as many people early before somebody else gets them, because then they own them for life. And then the last thing about butterfly marketing with that is anybody can promote this for free, and we give 20% commission on referrals and 5% override on the second level. But if they upgrade to our full suite of GrooveFunnels with GrooveMail and GroovePages and all that good stuff, well, then they get upgraded to 40% commission on level one and 10% commission on level two. And I would like to talk about why GrooveFunnels and these other platforms. I had about Kartra and Webinar Jam, if we have time, why there's this when I had those others in the past, because they are similar, but essentially that is GrooveFunnels, and that's where what my company is today.
So GrooveFunnels is the wrapper that goes around all the other apps that you just mentioned, like so GroovePages,
exactly.
GrooveSell, GrooveCart, and so on. Okay, that makes sense. And you're right. My next question was, why? Because you've already got these other systems that you've been involved with, that you've built over the last few years, like Kartra, like Webinar Jam. So why GrooveFunnels, Mike?
I did forget two products, and that helps me segue into this. Two products that are also going to be part of GrooveFunnels is Groove Webinars, to do live webinars and automated webinars like my previous products, Webinar Jam and EverWebinar, all baked in at that $99 price. And trust me, we didn't bite off more than we can chew. With a special pricing that we've done, we've raised $2.2 million. We've put it all into the dev. We have the world's best developers. We've done in 10 months what we couldn't do in 7 years in my previous companies, with, quite frankly, better quality developers and really good partners. So
it looks amazing. It really looks amazing.
Thank you. And I'm trying not to make this a commercial for us, but to talk about me here, how did this lead to this? So I've learned a lot of different things. There's nobody online, and this is actually nothing to be proud of, what I'm about to say. There's no marketer online that's even come close to have launching more million-dollar brands than I have. I believe I've done more million-dollar launches than anybody because I have time on my side. I've done on average 2.5 per year since 2004, so that's kind of hard to beat. And the mistake that I made was that all of these were different brands that took my focus away, and I was working with different partners. What we've done with GrooveFunnels is a compilation of Evergreen Business System, which became EverWebinar. Yeah, well, we have Groove Webinars. Webinar Jam, well, we have Groove Webinars. Deal Garden, well, yeah, GrooveSell is for free, except we don't even take any money when you process. Kartra, well, that's GrooveFunnels Suite, plus we have even more. Traffic Fusion and HyperJava, well, yeah, we have thank you page ads built in. PowerLink Generator, yeah, our tracking links, they have that pretty link type functionality. Viral Friend Generator, yeah, we have a built-in telefriend in the promotion tool suite. Butterfly Marketing, yeah, we've baked it in. So what I've done now is I've taken my body of work with the latest technology, and I've incorporated everything all into one, including what's working today, funnels, all this stuff, and it created a platform that is literally untouchable. So what's bad about what I did in the past is Viral Friend Generator didn't talk to PowerLink Generator, which didn't talk to pay.com, which didn't talk to Butterfly Marketing, which didn't talk to HyperJava, which didn't talk to Evergreen Business System. And they were all these scripts that you installed on your own server, like WordPress, and all those nightmares that came with updates, installs, cron jobs. It's not working for me. Who's your hosting company? So my journey has led me to create this all-in-one platform. Now, I started doing that in 2011 with Deal Guardian, which morphed into Kartra, and we also did two separate projects, Webinar Jam and EverWebinar, which were three products, where me, I'm putting them together. And not to mention, we also have GrooveCart, which is a competitor to Shopify, all in this platform. It's just absolutely amazing what we've been able to do. But what happened with, I'm going to try to say this as good as I can. My former partner, Andy Jenkins, has passed away, so I'm going to try to stick to the overarching facts here. This was my company with Hector. I had Evergreen Business System. We had Deal Guardian. We were developing Webinar Jam. He wanted to be an educator and do things like video genesis and traffic genesis. And I wanted to do software, and I wanted to leave and go launch that product. And he said, you've got to choose your partner. And I said, well, why don't you come take this journey with us? Long story short, Andy came into the company and took over a third of it. And I had a third, and Hector had a third. And what happened was the dynamic changed. I went from being the visionary CEO of a software company like I am right now, with great partners, to an equal third partner, no longer a CEO, no longer the visionary, with a person with a very strong personality that also had his ways of wanting to do things. And let's say he was never wrong. The problem was we were two marketing guys with a little too much respect for each other. So in the world of money and development and entrepreneurship, there's an expression that says money likes speed. Money loves speed. Andy and I would always say, hey, I came up with an idea. Let me run it by you. You know what? I think we should do this. Let's talk to Jeff Walker. All right, blah, blah, blah. We were getting too much information. I think we should do it this way. We had too much respect for us for somebody to just say, this is how we're going to do it. Then from there, the dynamic did change. Andy's personality started taking over a little bit more, and he started running it more as his company, and I became more of an employee in it. It no longer became fun for me. Mm-hmm. We had some disagreements, and we came to an agreement that one of us would leave, and I decided to take the buyout. So the most polite way I can say it is mommy and daddy got a divorce and they kept the kids. And a very tragic thing happened after that. You know, I had my 2-year non-compete, and while that happened, Andy had gotten cancer, and unfortunately he didn't make it and passed away. And now his wife, Sarah, and Hector are running the company. But for me, I kind of felt like Steve Jobs. You know, I had a passion for this thing called the Lisa and the Macintosh. And one day I find myself out of my own company. And, you know, these things happen in business as they happen in marriages. And right now, with the Steve Jobs metaphor, I am at Next Computer. Steve went on to find Next. They ended up getting bought out by Apple. You know, I'm not going to go get bought out by this other company. frankly, I'm the visionary of these ideas. You know, these were my ideas, and I left the soul of that company and it took on something else, and it wasn't necessarily I wanted to do. I just wasn't happy anymore, and I needed to move on, wait my turn. And now I'm with a company where I've got partners that excel in their things, Matt Seralta, Matt Naus, John Cornetta, and myself, and a couple of little minority partners as well, like Unroop and Joe Jablonski and Finn. And we round out an incredible team that lets everybody stays in their lanes. And my partners, they've seen me come up. They know I'm a software visionary. They know I have a passion for this, and they give me their input, but they let me drive the car. And that's why we're able to do the incredible things that we're doing very, very quickly. And what's needed is an incredible operations team, people that know advertising, people that know how to develop the software. You need all those people. I can be a visionary, but we need those other people, and that's where they fit in. And that's why we're creating this magic.
It sounds to me as well almost like you've been on this journey of, for want of a better phrase, self-development. But as part of that comes also developing and upgrading the software you've made previously as well, to take that to the next level, and also to learn from your own mistakes and not make those same mistakes again in terms of making all these new products, these Groove Funnels apps, if you like, all integrated, all talk to one another, which you're right. I mean, that is a visionary way of looking at things, to go, how can I take what I've already done and make it 5, 10, 20% better than it was previously? So, you know, it sounds to me like it's a fun project for you, if nothing else, and to put the past behind you and to be able to move forward in a really positive way after that 2 years of non-compete. So, you know, good luck, Mike. I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, you've already got the vision, the roadmap for where Groove Funnels is going to be and how you're going to get there. So, you know, more power to you with that.
Thank you. Let me wrap up by saying this. I'm going to use a metaphor. This may be dated, and for some people it may be spoilers. And I've learned that, you know, when it comes to TV series that, you know, that are online, you know, like Breaking Bad and those types of things, mm-hmm. like spoilers can last 3 days. Like you know, it's not like a movie. You know, you got to be able to talk about episodes. So forgive me if you're hearing this too soon. It's going to be a very minor spoiler. But I'm a big fan of Better Call Saul, and you know, last night's episode that I just saw has Kim and Jimmy McGill, who's basically Saul Goodman before he's turning into Saul Goodman in the fifth season. And she quits the law firm that she's making, who knows, maybe $500,000 a year or something. But who knows, right? But it's a really, really good job. And she just quits. She just quits after she thought that Jimmy was killed by the cartel and found out that he was alive. And she made her realize what is only important to her. She's looking at her table while she's dealing with this multi-million-dollar bank that is throwing out this guy that's on their land and throwing him off the land. And meanwhile, all she cares about is doing pro bono work. And she quits. And Jimmy Saul says to her, "What are you doing? You made a ridiculous choice. You should have spoken to me." And she said, "I did what was right in my heart. How are you going to make money?" And she basically just said to him, He says, you don't seem to realize, and she says, right to him, what you don't seem to realize is this is none of your business. This is what makes me happy, and I'm going to figure it out from here. And again, without getting a little bit too choked up, that was what was happening to me when I was talking to my dad and everybody telling me I'm making a mistake. This is going to be a big company worth something. Just sit out, quit the company, but maintain your shares. And I said, I don't feel happy in what I do, and this isn't going to make sense with you. And sometimes we make decisions and they're the wrong decisions. We don't know. Hindsight will tell us. But yeah, I was fortunate enough to say I've got enough life experience that I want to do things that make me happy and also do things that are fulfilling to my customers and the people that are around. And I sat on the sidelines, and it's 4 years later now that this is, you know, two years on the sidelines, two additional years to develop this. And it feels very good. I'll wrap this up here. I'm assuming we're done unless we have another question to do, but I'll say this. What does it feel like to be fulfilled? And to know that you're in a good place. Like, am I in a good place? Yeah, the answer would be this. I've quit smoking. I used to forget my phone when I'd go downstairs. And the fear that I'd have to go back up the stairs was that when I went back up the stairs again real quick and came down, you all right, babe? Yeah, I'm okay. What's the matter? No, nothing. I couldn't go up and downstairs twice without hearing my heart. My grandfather died at 49 of a heart attack. I'm going to be 53 this year. I started having these feelings of, I've effed up in my life. I've effed up. I was a friggin' smoker that thought it was never, that the chickens were never going to come home to roost. Mm-hmm. And I've got high blood pressure, and I've lost Andy, I've lost my friend Sean Wander, I've seen my friend Bill Harris die, I've seen another friend Mike. People around me are starting to die, and I think that I'm special, and I'm just not. I'm an out of shape guy, and what the hell does all of this shit mean? Mm-hmm. If I'm not around to live it. So I've quit smoking. I do a daily walk, even if it's pouring rain, come hell or high water. I remember the first three days of the walk, I would say to Michelle, babe, slow down. Why are you walking so fast? She's like, I'm not, babe. I'm just walking. All right. Well, we're not in a race. We're just getting an hour in. We don't have to get 3 miles in. Right? And that was, and it was just me being embarrassed that I was getting leg cramps from walking. I couldn't do a 1 hour walk. Wow. And now 6 months later, you know, we have this rake walk thing, like who can do it? Let's beat this last mile, maybe jog the last half mile. And I'm just feeling fit and lighter. My skin complexion's looking good. John Cornetta bought me this green shake mix, like this $400 worth of ingredients that you get at Whole Foods, and made a video of me doing it. I drink a green shake every day for breakfast, no longer the eggs and the bacon. I'm not perfect by any means, but I quit smoking. And the reason why I'm doing this is I'm loving these new things like biohacking that are saying, hey, if you live long enough, you might live long enough to the next stage, which is where we can extend life another 20 or 30 years. And if you live long enough during that, we might be able to pause life. And if you could live long enough through that, we might be able to actually reverse aging if you're not doing stupid things like drugs and alcohol and smoking and all these different things. So for me, I've seen, with the love of my wife and my partners and this company, I've really had this thing like, I don't want to mess around. I have something that I enjoy so much. I'm not building this company to sell it. Neither are my partners. We love what we're doing. And I think I came really, really close to, you know, to tempting fate there with just thinking that I could out-survive this thing and watching people around me die for different reasons. Some of them weren't even their fault, obviously. And the Black Widows and, you know, silent killers, these high blood pressure things. And I'm in a place right now where I've never been more happy in my life that I'm actually looking at it like, well, an idiot, then good is the enemy of great. Take what you know about your life and put it into your health and your relationships and things like that. So, you know, it's I know this is a long interview we've gone on here. I don't know how long it's been here, 90 minutes here. But I just hope people enjoyed me being a little bit of a storyteller here. You're doing a great thing here with these interviews, and I've listened to many of the others that have been done, and it's always a pleasure to do this. I never know where these roads are going to take us or what I'm going to divulge about myself, whether it's explicit or implied. People can read between the lines, but yeah, it's good to be able to do something that you like, and then know that, you know, the money is a byproduct of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to catch up with you, Mike. It really is. I've really enjoyed our hour and a half in your company. It sounds to me that, you know, you've had that wake up call. I'm super impressed that you've given up the smoking, that you're walking more, you know, getting fitter. And I think what I'm most impressed by is your Donald Trump impression. I was wondering if you could give us another blast before we wrap things up.
all right, let's see. I usually just play around, but let's see. You are fake news. No, I can't even do it. I'm a little too on the spot there.
Thank you for even trying, though. That's great. Mike, how can we find out more about you? How can we find out more about Groove Funnels?
Best thing to do is one of two things. Go to Groove Digital FB, as in Facebook, groovedigitalfb.com. Our Facebook group isn't open only to our customers. It's open to everybody. We give free trainings every Tuesday and every Thursday. We do a Facebook Live every day at a random time. We're constantly putting free content. We have two monthly newsletters that we post, a new one that we're doing right now, and then we're putting all of my archives for 5 years of MDC Monthly every month in what we call a retro. So if we release the May issue, now you get the May 2009. It's just a great community. And it's free to join. You don't have to give us your email address or anything like that. And if you want the free software over at GrooveSell, so that you can sell your products, and you don't want to give us a credit card or anything, just go to GrooveSell.com, and you could start using our software.
Sounds good. Great stuff. Mike, thanks once again so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you very much.